Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Earlier this week, some monumental news. The Commanders plan to go back to RFK. I'm saying plan because now all of a sudden there's a lot of chatter about the negatives, but the news, you had a conference between Josh Harris and the mayor Muriel Bowser announcing them coming home.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Joe Theismann video. Mayor Bowser came on this show a few days ago, and now she's gone on Grant and Danny. That was yesterday to talk about the parking situation. Mm-hmm. Here's Mayor Bowser with Grant Danny.
Mayor Bowser, I want to ask you a question about something you mentioned. You talked about parking. I believe the figure you quoted was $356 million. The 8,000 parking spots are mostly going to be garages. We had Charles Allen on, who's obviously you know this, but for our listeners, a council member on who's against the stadium. This is what he said. This is a quick clip, but I want you to respond to this.
We would not only pay to build them, we would own them, and then under the terms of the deal, the Commanders get all the parking revenue from it, from the parking garages that we build and own. That's what I mean when I say this is a bad deal. It's a bad deal for the city right now. There's a lot of elements. If this is something that's going to happen, a lot of this has to change.
So he said the parking is this non-starter based on the terms of the deal. What's your reaction to that?
That he doesn't understand complicated municipal finance and infrastructure finance. That's all that says to me. What it says is that that revenue wouldn't exist but for the stadium. And so we use revenue that wouldn't exist but for projects all the time to finance those projects. It's a very common tool. And so what else would he have us do than use the money generated on the project to make the project financially feasible?
It's a little bit above my head, the whole finance. We talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's pencil pushing that I can't quite fathom. Look, they're not going to have a huge parking lot. It's going to be parking garages. There aren't going to be that many spaces. That may be frustrating to the fan base. From the city's perspective, there's certainly a lot of people that are upset that public funds in this amount. Mayor Bowser and D.C. presented it as, well, the percentage is less than all these other cities mm-hmm. that have built new stadiums. Mm-hmm. But the total is actually
more
greater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a spin zone deal where they're spinning it. We're not spending that much money in public funds, but they actually are. So from the city perspective, I get it. It's frustrating.
By the way, pretty cool that the mayor is just cruising around and then all of a sudden, she's Muriel from D.C. just calling in to voice her opinions. And
she's listening.
She heard something she clearly disagreed with, thought was false information, and she wanted to present her side.
Right.
But, so powerful.
But when you hear all this negativity from the city standpoint, and the Charles Allens of the world, mm-hmm. and the Phil Mendelsons of the world, and they only need those three votes to push it through, but it just seems like it sounds like it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher to convince them. Unless they're just talking a lot of smack publicly to the media and deep down they know they're going to pass it. But, you know, if they're not happy with just the parking, I mean, that's just one aspect
of this. Well, let's talk about the parking. Okay, again, put it in context because we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. 8,000 spots What do we say? The current site at FedEx has 30,000.
I think it's 22,000.
22,000.
It's a lot more.
So that's
than,
a third less.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot less. Mm-hmm. I know I'm reading, and I didn't think much of it at the time, but I'm rereading, you know, this morning where Josh Harris says, you know, you can ride your bike there from Nats Park. It's a 15-minute bike.
What?
Nobody in the world is riding their bike, taking their family on a bike trip. Yeah.
Was he
game.
Saying that seriously?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can ride your bike, EB.
I mean, or was he just being facetious? And...
I don't know if he was being facetious. He goes,
I think he has fond memories of driving his own bike.
He's a little bit older than us, so maybe when he was a kid, he
I read him say something like, I rode my bike there or whatever when I was a kid or whatever in the wild west. By the way,
you are 100% correct. Nobody is riding their bike to a game.
No one. I mean, maybe a kid that lives next door. But no one is getting their family and say, guys, let's get on these Schwinn's, and we're heading downtown.
That's called a
pipe
dream.
We're going to the game.
I liked Valdez's hop on the pegs, and two of us can go on one bike.
Yeah. No, you on my handlebars, the other one on my pegs.
It's not a thing. Okay?
Three on a bike.
And listen, I know JP's a big advocate for the Metro. It's fine if you like that. It's not my preferred mode of transportation. I suppose I'd do it if it was the only way to get there. But it is an issue.
I would sooner hang glide into the stadium than I would ride a bike to the stadium.
I mean, it's just not a
thing. It's about the same chances that would happen.
Hey, can you imagine how sad that bike ride is if they lose? You got to pedal back home.
Can you imagine how treacherous the bike ride is after you've drank 12 beers during the game?
I guess he's alluding to there are – I'm not familiar with the bike trail along the Anacostia. But I guess there is. So he's not suggesting, like, you know, you ride on.
Pedal through the city.
The city. Yeah. Okay. He's suggesting that people could. I don't even think he's even thinking it's real plausible, but he's just saying you can actually ride your bike from Nats Park. It's a 15-minute bike ride along the trail there. No one's riding their bike to the football game, just so we know that.
Showing up to the stadium in your Lance Armstrong gear.
Yeah.
Lugging your helmet around.
Chris Farley might run there, but
Chris Farley would run there.
Your spandex onesie.
Everyone else is driving.
Probably going to use some sort of gas vehicle.
Or taking the Metro.
I remember when we were doing the bits back at Nats Park, Chris Farley would run there, slug a few Miller Lights, and then run home.
Right.
He was the only guy in the stadium doing that.
But doesn't
doesn't
Nats Park only have a few thousand parking spots? I saw that the other day. I saw that Wembley Stadium seats 90,000 people, has 2,000 parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It can be done. You just have to change your mindset about how you're getting to a game.
You've got to take the Metro.
I've always driven. I've never taken the Metro.
Well, that's because of where it's been at.
A lot of people, if they're not parking in the garages, they're parking in the neighborhoods.
Right.
Well, that's a thing.
And, you know,
and that's what I would do. I'd park in the neighborhoods.
Unless people go to a baseball game. Their average baseball game, I'm looking up the attendance for national games, is like 22,000.
If I lived in that neighborhood, I'd be doing what the people in Green Bay just did for the draft. I'd be opening up my driveway and my front yard.
Oh, yeah.
And you park for $50 a car.
We used to do that in Baltimore.
I'm making a cottage industry out of it.
You'd practically park.
No, but JP's right. I mean, it's more than half less people going to the Nats games than it'll be going to the Commanders games.
For sure.
I mean, there's going to be 65,000 going to Commanders fans.
Yeah.
But you would change your behavior. If there aren't parking spots, then you're going to take the Metro, even if you don't like it.
You'd be forced to.
Or if you're like of our generation and you've been to a million games, you don't have to be to every game. You just probably won't go.
I've read a bunch. A lot of the stuff is being kicked around. They talked. It was like they had a general outline.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to build a stadium. They don't know what the stadium's going to look like. These are all made up renderings right now that we're seeing, right? They kicked around potentially opening up a new stop. Like, there's a stop that is somewhat close to RFK, but they might spend millions upon millions of dollars building a new stop even closer.
Stadium Armory, isn't that right at the complex? How would they build one closer?
Mm.
It's like right at the Armory.
Yeah. I don't know how it could be closer.
I read an article that said they were going to open up a new stop.
I've heard the same thing.
How can you build one closer? Maybe coming off a different line.
That might not be closer.
Okay. Just coming off a different line.
Okay.
So that you have people coming from different directions.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, also, I'm not a Metro architect, Cakes.
And also, some of the council members are talking about the fact that the Metro okay, if you add more lines, all right, you spend all this money and add more lines, well, you're not going to get enough events at the new RFK that will support that. I know that they, I know that the Bowser and Harris said, yeah, we want to get 200 events
right
here.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting 200 events.
That sounds aggressive. Sounds like an aggressive.
I mean, you're
number.
Not going to get 200, Tay Tay concerts.
Right. That's literally every day and a half.
You're going to get 9 major events, and,
I mean,
and those are
get
games.
100,
maybe
events,
11 or 12.
You make it 100. 200 sounds.
Yeah, but they're
like
not going to be major.
Case, even 100 is crazy.
You'll get 20 to 30 major events, and then you'll have 70 to 75. Lesser events.
But the council members are saying that's not going to be enough to support.
Right.
And the revenue from the Metro won't be enough to support what you're going to spend on it. It would take years to make that money mm-hmm. back.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ifs.
I understand. I mean, it's far from a done deal.
Oh, I know.
All right. There's a lot of hurdles to get over.
Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Is he your biking to the stadium bit?
Oh, I don't know. Rob, let me guess. Yeah. The biking crowd is very defensive.
Oh, I know.
They're
Trust
super
me, I know.
Defensive.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm the guy in the bike lane that Valdez hates. I don't care. So the bike valet at Nats Park is incredibly popular. Ask people about it. You get to park your bike for free and get your bike afterwards after the game. Super popular.
How many people use it? When you say super popular, how many people are using it on an average game?
100 weirdos?
100? Maybe 200?
Yeah, 50-ish.
Yeah, but listen.
Right, well, that's nothing. Out of 22,000, I don't consider that super popular.
Yeah.
A couple weirdos. You imagine a bike valet.
A couple hippies hop on a bike and go to the game. Most people ain't doing it.
Well, okay, well. There's also the Capital Bike Share. That's popular. I can't quantify that. There's a lot of bike lanes that have been put in the city. I know
you
all hate
it. Catastrophe.
Us,
but... Yeah.
By the way, the signal right near the studio, it couldn't be more confusing to 99% of the people where they have not only a stoplight, then they have an arrow where you can go right on red when it's blinking yellow. Then also they have the world's smallest bike lane light where you have red, green, and yellow with a little bike in the middle of it. People don't know what to do. They're paralyzed at the intersection. Mm-hmm. They're sitting
Good.
There. People are honking at them. Yeah. It's insanity.
Right.
Is that true, Rob?
Yeah, sure. We need more of that. Cakes, I personally invite you to do some reconnaissance at RFK. I know you like to run around Roosevelt Island in D.C. It's a beautiful area over there. You can explore all these things firsthand.
Near RFK, it's beautiful?
Yeah, Kingman and Heritage Island are these beautiful islands.
I've been over there with Chris Farley before. It ain't that beautiful. Trust me.
Here's the thing about your wildly popular claim. I just did some math. Even if you multiplied your number, I'm going to use the 50, times 10, made it 500, that's still only 0.02% at Nats Park.
I hope you're tipping your bike valet. Don't be a squeaker.
See you tomorrow.
Listen.
Rob, you're saying you're going to ride your bike to Commanders games?
I mean, well, I'm not exactly a Commanders fan, but I live a mile and a half from the stadium. I bike there all the time. Like, the city is extremely bike friendly, and I bike to Nats games all the time. It's like a 20-minute bike ride. I bike to Capital One. I could bike to all those places way faster than a car because I'm kind of the guy who's maybe going through red lights, earmuffs.
This is exactly the person I hate.
Right?
You're on the road. Adhere to the traffic laws.
Stick to the trails. Get off my effing road.
Rob, thank you for the call.
Thank you,
I have
Rob.
A perfect example right here where we're broadcasting
I actually
from.
Hate Rob.
In the parking garage where we park, where Eric and I park.
Yeah.
Okay? They have a dedicated like bike parking area that they just refurbished.
Yeah. You see
it's
any
got,
bikes in there?
It's got like paintings on the wall, places to park your bike.
Yeah.
It's completely set off from the rest of the parking. Right. You know what I don't see it in there? Bikes!
That's the exact person I hate because they want road equality, but they don't adhere to the traffic signals.
That's correct. They do not.
They don't.
They blow through traffic lights.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
they've taken out stretches. You know, you see the bike lanes on one particular stretch on Old Georgetown Road, and I just want to freaking kill everyone. I've never seen a bike on it. Literally never seen a bike on it, and all it's doing is making traffic more congested. You know, you just took away a lane of traffic.
Mike Marr, I need you to go down to the parking garage right now and give me a head count on how many bikes are in the bike pen in the basement.
We got one guy.
If it's more than three, I'm stunned.
There's definitely one long-term hippie guy that works upstairs. He goes down with his hog out in the bathroom in the gym. That right. guy. Okay. He rides his bike here. Comes in sweaty and dirty, and he's got a big Louisville Slugger in his pants, and he flaunts it. He's actually not even a big guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a 5'8".
Yeah.
Guy,
short king. So
he's a short king, and he's fit for his old age, and he's got a big slinky.
He's riding a bike everywhere instead of driving.
Yeah, he's the only guy I've ever seen riding a bike. All right, let's go to Matthew in D.C. Matthew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Listen, the bike thing is a joke,
right?
But I only mean it tangentially, and that's because it's going to be winter. Who the hell's going to be biking in December in D.C. and in January when we're hosting the NFC Championship?
Well, no one's going to do it when it's 100 degrees, buddy. No one's going to do it when it's 70 degrees. No one's going to do it.
It's a niche. It's a very small niche that they're hyping up.
It is a niche, but you know what is not
a
niche?
Don't call it niche. It's niche. Sorry, it's always been niche.
Yeah. I apologize.
Thank you.
And I will apologize to my aunt later today for calling her aunt. what I want to say, though, is a big shift in transportation is Uber, Lyft, and shared vehicles. There will be thousands upon thousands of people coming to the stadium using those services.
Which I've done that.
See, that makes sense.
Now, that makes it a little bit more difficult, too, though. You have to, because you can't have 1,000 Ubers all picking us up at one spot, right? You got to move around.
Well,
it gets
I'm
going to
guess
dicey.
That whatever iteration it winds up being, there's going to be a massive ride share area.
Yeah, there's going to be a huge
but
ride
even
share.
Then, it's
you
got to
spread it out. It's like when I went to UFC in LA and I'm walking out of Intuit, we got an Uber, but we walked like 15 minutes so that we could just move away from the mess.
Right. Yeah. Even just the other cars.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything.
And there is a big point about that, which is, I know a little bit about this part for a variety of reasons, but the key is the following. People come to events over a staggered period of time. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody's there for first pitch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people coming in the first inning, second inning. A lot of people will be arriving in the first quarter. But there are people who want to be there early, tailgate Ted, and want to be there at the beginning. So coming to the game is actually not that hard relative to leaving. When you leave, you have everybody leaving at the same time, and that's where the real cluster will happen.
100%.
Well, what they hope is over time, that area is going to build up a bunch of businesses and bars, and then you're going to hopefully have more people that linger and go to the restaurants afterwards.
Right.
But that's down the road.
Right.
Circa is as busy after a NAS game as it is before a NAS game. That's exactly the point you're making. There are ways that will mitigate any of the quote loss in parking. Yep. So I just wanted you guys to know that there's some transportation thinking already going in behind this.
Yeah. Appreciate your perspective.
What is your guess then? Is your guess that this gets pulled? You sound like you're somewhat plugged in. Is your guess that this gets pulled off, or are they going to have to pull this?
No, my guess is that it gets pulled off, not pulled away. Pulled out.
Yeah.
Really? Well, and what is the number one reason?
Well, I simply believe that the point about that land being available for development and it having this ability to be a revitalized center with an anchor like a stadium is simply too substantial a way of spurring immediate redevelopment there that it could be... that they could not let it not happen.
So you're saying it absolutely will happen?
I would be surprised if it doesn't.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Appreciate
Thank
your perspective.
You. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank
the way,
you, sir.
Real quick, the way I look at it, all right, this is 5 years down the road, all right, at the earliest. Anytime you build, there's going to be an issue. It's not going to be perfect.
But you still want it to be a complete disaster.
There's going to be unhappy people. It's going to take longer, you know, bigger part of your day to get to and from the stadium for games. You're just going to have to deal with it. You know, people are going to have to deal with the traffic and how long it takes to get there. Find, like you said the other day, find other ways to get there.
Right.
You just got to deal.
Right.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can also text us on that Lido Pizza text line. We'll be right back.